The Publisher's Pen, with the publisher and editor of Pro Football Weekly, Habarkish.
Mike, thank you very much. And I don't want to be criticized or accused of being a Knightophile here, if you will, but I talked earlier in the show about Bobby Knight's proposal made last week to possibly, let's put 128 teams in the tournament instead of 64, play one more game, and at least we would eliminate the problems of those teams 64 through 75. Also eliminate the problem of the automatic bids. And I think that's what people are missing out on here. I don't mind all that much the business of the teams complaining that they didn't get a fair share that they were on the bubble. But we know that some of these teams getting these automatic bids to the tournament just don't belong ahead of some of those teams that are getting cut or bounced off the bubble. So I like the idea of doing this because I'll make another point. Some people say, oh, well, those first round games, you'd have more ugly games. But at least you'd eliminate the teams that don't belong. And so your second round would become like a meaningful first round instead of what we've got when we see a 16 going out and getting blown away by 25 or 30 points. So I think something to consider, whether the folks in the NCAA are listening or not, who knows. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. Our thanks to John Gassaway of BasketballPerspectives.com for joining us. Bob Lick, the voice of the New Orleans Hornets, was good enough to stop by, as was Sam Smith, the outstanding NBA reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Randy Myers, our producer and engineer. Gene Stern, our executive producer. Syndication Network is our home studio and syndicator. And most of all, we want to give our thanks to you for tuning in. Join us again next week on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.